In an 11-1 vote Tuesday night, the council opted to approve what's called an H1 zoning overlay for the area. Among those arguing in favor of the change was Tony Chamblin, a member of the Ashland Park Neighborhood Association.
Without such protection, we eventually would lose parts of the neighborhood to encroachment by commercial entities or lose historically and culturally relevant structures to apartment buildings or structures out of character to the neighborhood.
But those opposing the designation cited concerns about the requirements placed on property owners, who must seek approval from the city's Board of Architectural Review to make major changes to the exterior of their homes. Opposition Representative Attorney Stephen Vicroy said the historic designation could make buying insurance more difficult.
I believe that the restrictions in this overlay zone can be onerous, especially in the event of a fire or other calamity that would cause severe damage to one of these properties.
Ashland Park was originally part of Henry Clay's 600-acre farm and has been on the National Register of Historic Places since 1986. Josh James, WUKY News.